Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has asked the United States Supreme Court to review a case involving counseling for minors who are struggling with unwanted same-sex attractions, behavior, or identity. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this is Matt Barber, the founder of barbwire.com. Matt, this case is now pending before the United States Supreme Court. Liberty Counsel has recently filed our petition with the court, and when they come back in session in October, they will review these petitions and make a decision whether to take this case. But this is a real issue of freedom, of First Amendment rights, of religious freedom as well, for someone who's a minor and their parents, as well as a counselor who's willing to talk about unwanted same-sex attractions, behavior, or identity. And the state of Virginia says, no way, you can't talk about those. You can only affirm this unwanted feeling, attraction, behavior, identity as good, but you can't seek to change it. Matt, this is a very hard strike right at the very core of counseling.
Well, it is, and it's more than that as well. This is a selfish, adult, radical, sexual anarchist activist playing politics with the very real lives of young people, of minors, and using junk science in order to push a radical political agenda that would silence them and pigeonhole them into a lifestyle that is demonstrably self-destructive. And these, again, as you mentioned, Matt, are young people who have unwanted same-sex attractions. And we have a very real client here who is suffering at the hands of these activists now because this very beneficial counseling that he has been going through has now been yanked away from him. This young man has been suicidal in the past and so forth, and now they're telling him, tough, you are condemned to a life of this homosexual lifestyle with no possible chance of parole.
Yeah, this individual, we call him John Doe. He's a minor. He was living in a different state, in New York, and now in New Jersey, wants to be able to have the same kind of counseling that he had in New York. And when he was in New York, he confided with his parents, I'm having these unwanted, and I emphasize this, unwanted. This is somebody who does not want to act on these kinds of conditions or feelings or behavior. I'm having this unwanted same-sex attraction and behavior. I don't consider myself gay. Can you help? And they sought counsel in New York. And as a result of that counsel, he has, before the counsel, he had gender identity confusion. He had severe anxiety, depression, daily thoughts of suicide, and one attempted suicide. Now, after receiving the counseling in New York, he no longer struggles with any of these situations, no longer struggles with severe anxiety, depression, daily thoughts of suicide. He's not attempted to take his own life. And he wants to be able to continue the kind of counseling that was so beneficial for him in New Jersey. And New Jersey says, no, you can't get that kind of counseling. They want to doom this young man and others like him to a life of ultimately dead end, depression, anxiety, and even suicide, because they don't want to allow him to have the same kind of beneficial treatment that he wants, that his parents want, and that the counselor is able to provide.
Well, and we need to emphasize here that even the extremely liberal American Psychiatric Association has had to admit that there are no studies that show there are any negative effects on minors from this kind of counseling. Again, all you're trying to do is help someone get to the bottom of why they're having these same-sex attractions and help them to reconcile these unwanted attractions with their faith, with their worldview, with their own counseling goals and desires. So this is viewpoint discrimination of the worst kind. They're stepping in and saying, no, the government will only allow one viewpoint and one position on this. We'll put, forget all the lack of science and lack of any proof that this does any harm. We just don't like it. So the government is going to step in and force silence upon those who hold a differing viewpoint.
Well, in fact, in another state, we have a minister that we're representing in Kentucky. And now Kentucky has said that you cannot even offer hope and change to juveniles who want it in the juvenile detention facilities. And this man, David Wells, was sexually abused as a young man repeatedly. He understands the abuse and the trauma that influences and inflicts on a young man. Oftentimes when they're sexually abused like that, they blame themselves. They think that this is the way life should be, so they then act out or want to act out on others and abuse them and dominate them as they themselves were dominated. He accepted Jesus Christ at age 22, and he has the freedom in Christ. And so he's talked to young men and women and given them that kind of hope and change. Without that, they would be doomed to a life of darkness and bondage. And this is the kind of thing that happens here, not only if it's just developed for some reason or another because of different dynamics in the family or whatever it might be, but also if it's even developed by someone sexually abusing a young man, an adult sexually molesting a young man. You can have oftentimes these same-sex sexual attractions. You wonder, what is happening with me? Is there any forgiveness? Is there any hope? I don't want to do this. And when they seek counsel from someone that is able professionally and licensed to give them that kind of counsel, New Jersey, like California, like the District of Columbia, says, nope, sorry, you have to affirm those attractions. Even though the client says, no, I don't want to go down that road. I need help. The government is stepping in and saying, no, you can't get the help that you want. You have to get only a different viewpoint, that it's okay. It's all right to feel like that. It's great for you to feel like that. It's natural for you to feel like that. And we're not going to give you the hope that you seek. That is the devastating reality of this decision, of these cases. And that's why I ask people to pray that the Supreme Court takes this case and ultimately rules in our client's favor.
Yeah, this is selfish adults putting their own political self-interests, and I might add extremist political self-interests, ahead of the clear interests of these children, of these minors, and it's unconscionable. But this is the radical homosexual activist agenda. This is their MO. This is how they operate. They demand absolute affirmation, no dissent whatsoever on their radical agenda. They'll abuse and use the mechanisms of government, the legislative process, the judicial process, to force their will upon people, even when young people end up being the victims of this radical agenda.
Yeah, this is, Matt, the intolerant face of the radical agenda. They want to force people not just to be silent. Silence is not an option for them. That's not something that they're willing to accept. They want you to be forced to participate, to affirm, and in this case, they're even willing to sacrifice the well-being of minors and their families to reach their radical agenda. And in fact,
yeah.
Go ahead, Matt.
Well, I was just going to say, so what are the next steps? When would we be looking, the Supreme Court, when would they be taking a look at this?
Well, it would probably be sometime, they come back into session the first week of October, so sometime either then or right thereafter. So continue to keep this case in your prayer. It is the Doe case versus Governor Chris Christie. He's the one who signed this into law and made some ridiculous statements when he did so. It's a case out of New Jersey, and we represent the young man and his family. So continue to keep this case in your prayer. For more information, you can visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We ultimately need the court to take this case and to rule in the favor of our client that this law in Virginia is unconstitutional and must be struck down. Go to lc.org. Because in New Jersey, where this case is coming from, that's not the only state in the country where this issue has arisen. It first arose in California. So California and New Jersey, as well as now the District of Columbia, are all saying the same thing based upon the original California law, and that is a counselor cannot provide such counsel with regards to change even though the client wants it, and that's their right in any other area, because if you do that, the law says that's unethical treatment. You could lose your license. So this is the absurdity of this law, and this is what we're challenging. It goes to the very core of counseling and the right of self-determination that any client in any other situation has a right to make. Pray for this case. It's the Doe case. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or libertycounsel.com, libertycounsel.com. Pray for the ministry of Liberty Counsel and financially support this ministry on these and many other related cases that we're involved in around the country.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.